Blog Talk Radio. Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming knowledge and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society presently on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to teaching the sciences of life and the science of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you will be able to extract the very best the current century has to offer. You are listening to Truth or Consequences 2011 with your host, historian, and metaphysician, Dr. Delbert Blair. Join Dr. Blair here each Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Jewel Network, hosted by blogtalkradio.com and thejewelnetwork.net.
Welcome, everybody, once again to Truth and Consequences 2K11, Dr. Delbert Blair's weekly analysis and decoding session, where he takes a look at different things going on in our world and gives us his commentary and also interacts with you and answers your questions about just about everything under the sun. My name is Tony Quaid, as you know me. Good to be here. Good to be with you. Those of you who were in the show earlier today that we do the Imagination Manifestation, I want to thank you once again for being part of the experience and my dream, because the dream is real. We are in a consensus reality, and I like to see as a manifestation the type of participation and support that I get from you. So thank you all very much. The doctor will be in shortly. Just want to once again remind you that there is a myriad of good programming on the network here every day. As I understand it, we will be here very shortly going to 7 days a week of live programming if we're not already. So that's something to be excited about. I'm excited about it, and everyone in the Jewel Network from Dr. Jewel on down is excited about it as well. And most importantly, it is a reflection of your support and things that we can do to give you more information that you can use and utilize, things that news you can use, okay? We've got music shows, we've got spiritual shows, we've got scientific shows, we've got self-help shows, and then we've got comments. We've got something for everybody, okay? Something for everybody here on the Jewel Network. So we invite you to not only continue to support it, and we thank you, but also tell a friend. Tell a friend. Matter of fact, even if you don't have any friends, tell the enemy. Let them come on over, and we'll give them to us, and we'll make them be all right. Okay. We get a lot of international listeners. I want to acknowledge, I'm looking in the chat room right now. We've got someone calling in from the Philippines. So glad to have you be part of the experience. At the 21st Century Conference, we had people from literally from all over the world. We had people from Canada, a large contingent of people from the UK. We had people from all over the continental United States. And we had people from Tokyo. They just came in. They just kept coming. And we're very thankful that our message is getting out to the four corners. Okay. I want to make a real quick announcement, and then we will get right into it. Dr. Delbert Blair, 2K11. Dr. Jewel will be doing a lecture in Toronto. So if you're in the Toronto area or the northeast part of the United States, she will be in Toronto on the 9th of September. That is going to be book signing. The event information is posted on the website. That is going to be special. She's going to be giving information about healing a woman, healing a nation, and then there will be an accompanying book signing. That is something that is happening, that will be happening the 9th of September. But you can go on ahead, look on the website. There is a banner, And then there's also information that will lead you to where you can get your tickets in that area or if you want more information in that area. But for right now, here and now, here in the now, in the moment, in the present moment, I'm pleased, as always. It's been a while. Me and a good doctor haven't tag-teamed, if you will, for a while since we were in Atlanta a few weeks back. But Dr. Delbert Blair needs no introduction. Each week I challenge myself to remember to say something about him that I haven't said already, because I mean all of it, and he's earned all of it. Renaissance man, teacher, scholar, lecturer, metaphysician, historian, student for life. One of the things he's always told us, and if you've ever seen his presentation or heard him as well as I'm here, he is a student. He is always and has always encouraged us to study the world around us, observe, learn things, and then apply what we've learned, and then find out something that you didn't know and share it. And this is something that he's done so well. Been an inspiration to myself and many others for many, many years. The Meta Center, founder of the Meta Center in the Chicago area, and they, with all the chaos going on in that part of the country, he would be the balancer, okay? He is the paperweight that keeps everything, all the stuff from flying off the desk. So glad to have you with us. Glad to be back with you again doing this. Dr. Blair, we did some live stuff a couple of weeks ago, but now here we are back in our usual sitting arrangement. How are you doing?
Doing well, Tony Quaid, and I thank you again for the wonderful introduction. It was wonderful spending time with you. In fact, I had in that whole area there in every aspect. So I hope it happens again. I'm glad that it did. I'm very grateful for all the people that came out, mainly because of Dr. Jewell's efforts. Some also stayed over when I was doing my thing. But in general, it was a learning experience, a fun experience, and an experience that was one that would go down in my life as another turning point, because what it did was to let me understand that men and women do get along together.
Yes, sir.
Talk about the female anatomy. And there were some beautiful women there, and I'm going to say one thing. I should have paid Dr. Jewell to be there.
Someone who's on the call can mute your phone and give you some feedback. Dr. Blair, I got to tell you, man, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but you talk about the women that were there. The women that were there, those of you that were there, you saw it, so I'm not just making this up. Dr. Blair needs to start a reality show. Let's just put it like that. And it probably would be a reality show, because you had a lot of female fans. You know, the brothers were there for you, but the sisters were there. The women were there for you. So it's just a testament to who you are and what you are. But when I grow up, who wants to be like Mikey when I can be like Delbert Blair, man? My goodness.
You ought to quit.
But we did. Yeah, a lot of fun, and it was fun, and it was the kind of thing, you know, that Dr. Jewell, when we were planning this, me and Sister Joyce talked to her and the staff, the TJN staff, and it was something that we wanted to do for the people, we wanted to do to give more visibility to the network. I told Dr. Jewell once, I said, you know, you've been doing lectures for 20-something years, you don't need any help doing that, you've already done that, this is something different. It's another level for you, and it's a level that you're up to, because it's the level that is next to create something like that and have the people come from the four corners to participate in that. It can only be something good, and I just hope that she, like yourself, like myself and the people that were there, recognized that this is different. It was a different energy. I mean, you've done many, many lectures, and it was just a great time for all, but we proved that we can do what we will, and certainly she made it happen, gave us what we needed to do it. We put the thing together. We had you there, Julie, Joan, as well as herself, and it was just a good jubilation for all of we.
Well, I want to give also a shout-out, of course, again to Denise Titchener for helping out in the other two locations, which was promulgated, of course, by the central location there at the Holiday Inn. She had a lot of people that came out because of her. Very talented, and as I say again, you heard her voice.
Oh, yeah.
She has something going, believe me. So I want to thank her for her organization in addition. Also, again, I want to give my thanks out again to the sister who was doing the massage therapies again. And also I want to just give a thanks in general to all the people that journeyed there and the number number of calls that we've had at the center since that time. Amongst them, of course, are some very sad situations, which I'm reluctant to get into, but I will say this. While all this was an elation and a wondering part, what's happening now on Earth is not an elation. It's a degradation. Awesome. It's an unfortunate circumstance, and I do have friends in Norfolk in Virginia whose homes were somewhat affected by that. And as I told him already, it's not going to be the end of it. And I hate to say that, but of course you have that naval base there. And that naval base has done a lot of evil in substrata. They have the submarines, atomic submarines. They've tested on the ocean bottom, and they will pay. As I state now, everything that is wrong will get righted. But the righting is going to be so devastating and so hurtful that if people don't have faith and believe, they will think it's the end of the earth. It's not. It's the end of the negative vibrations coming to an end.
Yes.
As I always tell people, and I'm insisting on this, everybody's talking about December 21st, 2012, and the Mayan prophecy. And all. Forget that. If you can get to December 21st, 2012, you'll be fortunate. Because if you think about that, that's just 10 days away from 2013. So you're really talking about 2 years away. Before that time, you would think that the earth has gone to hell and back. And I'm saying that. You're seeing it happen every day. And the events that have happened in these last 4 days are something else. I also did some research, and it's very interesting, that there was a big quake again on February 27th in 2010. It was in Chile. There was one on September 4th, 2010. There was one in March 11th, the earthquake in Japan. This 17th, you know what has happened here now. And, of course, the next date is September 25th. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about, you know, as we talked about before, this comet Elenin is nothing, named after Leonid Elenin and so on like this, this Russian, per se, you know, this kind of thing. That is a default. That is just a sidetrack. That is a camouflage. What is really, and I looked up this and some others have also found this too, that hype, that acronym has nothing to do with Leonid Elenin. It's got nothing to do with melanin. It's Extinction Level Event Near Impact Nibiru. And I repeat again, Extinction Level Event Near Impact Nibiru. And that's what Elenin is all about. That's what everybody's so excited about. Because when that little comet interposes itself on those dates we talked about, we've had earthquakes. And now it's drawing even near. It's nothing to do, again, with what they're talking about. As usual,
right,
there's buying going on. So I simply state that, no, Irene is running up and down the East Coast. They're trying to say it might make landfall again. They hope not. Corridor 94 is already beginning to take on water like they haven't seen before. As fact is stated now, it might be the biggest earthquake in 67 years. They're talking about the deep San Andreas fault line, which is now wobbling. And as I stated to people a long time ago, do not get confused by the San Andreas fault. It is not a fault at all. It is a conduit. It is a conducting area that lets the ocean into our landmass. And I'm going to drop a lot of stuff here today.
Okay.
It was the impact that was made when Lemuria hit the west coast a billion years ago, and it caused a fracturing up and down the coast, all the way from Portland, all the way down to Baja, and so on like that. And what they're calling fault lines are actually aqueducts. They're fissures on that coast that let water from the ocean come inland to us, and some of them go as far as the Mississippi River underground. I repeat that. Some go as far as the Mississippi River underground. That's why it's such a dangerous fault line out there. But it's also what they're calling now a deep fault, because the deep goes down to the ocean. On the East Coast, of course, they're now talking about shallow design quakes because there's not as much tectonic plate, but it's mainly because it's not fractured with that much water coming underneath. It is affecting landmass. The San Andreas will not only affect landmass, it will let the ocean pour in quantities that whole area could go. So I'm simply saying this. We're in a time of tribulation. Forget 2012. Forget the Mayan prophecy. These are misleading guides, and it's not even the calendar didn't even start. There were no Mayans, as they want to call it. I call them Mayans, on Earth at the time at 3,114 when it started. So it couldn't have been made by them. They adopted it just like most of our meteorologists and scientists are adopting the old calendars after it was changed again by Pope Gregory and by Julian. Everything we have is false. We've got to throw away that history. That history is a misception. It has nothing to do with this planet. We've got to get back to tuning into the planet. We've got to get back to understanding what truth is. And I again state, the easiest way out of all of this is if you go within, because within, you'll be told what you should do. All of us will be doing different things because we're all here for different purposes. If we can align and help each other to get over the hump, great. But each one must now individually do what they have to do, what they came here to do, what their fears are, what their aggressions are, what their calmness is, what their passivity is. You have now got to live out those lives. It might mean with somebody else. It might mean with another group of people. But go within. Instead of falling asleep at night, go within with some questions on your mind. So I'm simply saying, and I know I'm hitting hard, but I'm very serious today. There's a lot going on that might be avoided. Most of it can't be avoided because it's planetary karma. But as long as we continue to bolster and back these creatures that are causing this mess, we're just as bad as they are. We've got to separate, take a stand, and see what happens.
So true. I mean, so true. And you've said a lot. And I was saying something akin to that. Don't worry about saving the world. Don't worry about saving the world. Do what you're supposed to do, and you'll be in sync with the world. You'll be fine. The planet will be fine. The universe is going to take care of her and move it along. You said something, and I just want to dovetail on that. It's like moving like a school of fish. If anybody's ever seen a school of fish, whoever's at the front, if the predator comes from that angle, they immediately shift direction, and the fish that was at the back is not at the front. So it's not about following anybody, if I'm understanding you. It's about everyone moving in sync with those with the likeness of mind. Isn't that what you're sharing with us?
Surely. Why do we need to sleep in the first place? We eat supposedly food to give us energy, yet we run down every 24 hours, 72 hours, most of us will sleep standing up, which, as I said before, whatever the earth food is, whatever the mental food we're getting here, it's not enough to sustain whatever we really are, which is a soul in a body. That soul must go for soul food. Soul food does not come from these green record restaurants around here, Fatbacks. You know, soul food comes from food that you must get digested at night when you come out of the body. And I've often asked, and we hold in sessions, when you come out of the body, where do you go? You're going to where the real truth is. You're coming back without some of the truth, but just partial, because we don't know how to completely leave our body, because everything we're doing is so wrong and we're out of vibration. When you find out what you're supposed to do, go within. Instead of going to sleep at night, lay there for a while. Ask that I will find out what it is. Ask a question of yourself. The best person to question is you and your guardians that brought you here in the first place, and find out what your mission was. Find out what you're supposed to be doing. We're all not supposed to be doing the same thing.
But that's right.
Things we're here for, if you've made in harmony with these people, it's because there's something about their vibrations that you were supposed to contact, that you all can benefit from each one's expertise. Go within before you go without. People are going without the wrong things and going within for all the bad things.
There you go.
What they're thinking is necessity is not necessary at all. We're buying these new cars. We're buying everything else. We're buying new shoes and dresses. Wonderful. But then don't let that be the only thing you buy. And what you cannot buy, soul food that comes from the Creator, that comes from going inside, go to sleep with a purpose. Don't drive that new Maserati, which is your body that you're rebuilding, out in a bad section of the town, which means a bad section of our galaxy. Leave the keys in the car and don't give any direction, but leave the motor running and the windows down.
There you go.
Use the car yourself. It's your vehicle. You jumped into it.
Well, you know, you're saying something, and I'm glad you said this part of the galaxy. There are three things that I wanted to ask you. One of them you've already addressed, this earthquake thing, and there's a buzz going around about this East Coast earthquake is that's, guess what, man-made. The question number two, I noticed that, and they tried to slip this one in on us while everybody was daydreaming, Dr. Blair. Oh, well, we've got to do something about the carbon emissions because there's a rumor or word out that the aliens will invade us if we don't clean up the planet. So I can't wait to hear what you have to say about that. And then literally just today, somebody discovered, and it's of note, I'm probably going to get in touch with Julie. Somebody says that, we discovered a planet That's pure diamond. Okay? So all of this, are we being moved in a direction? Some of these calamities that are coming, earth changes, if you will, are some of them man-made? And what's going on with this all of a sudden trying to condition us for an alien encounter, but specifically an alien invasion? What's that all about?
Every person, so my best sources tell me, that sits in the UN that is representative of a nation or ambassador or so has been contacted by extraterrestrials, told to cease and desist, sold to what they're doing by raising taxes, by fomenting wars, by giving vaccines that are killing people, that they're actually condemning themselves. And they say one thing, well, since you have a galactic federation, since you guys know so much, are you going to help us? They say, we're here helping you now. We're teaching you, telling you not to do what you're doing. They're saying to them, well, what are you going to do to us if we won't? They say nothing. Said, no, no, because we don't want to get involved with you, because we don't want the karma. We don't want to come back to Earth at this time. So they say, well, then they're going to follow what they call, again, and you know what I call them, the reptilian horde, the Dracons. They said, because they've already threatened us, take us off the planets, and literally eat us up. Now, I'm dropping a lot of heavy stuff here. Listen to me well. So they've been told this, and they choose to follow their Dracon masters because they will immediately do them harm, and not to follow the ones that tell them that they can help if they will get off and stop following the Draconic lead. All our laws now. What do you think this whole thing, when they sit up there in Congress waiting for a proposed date on the 2nd of August, and then they suddenly sneak it through? It has nothing to do with anything. They set up a new confederation there. So it's a 13-body state now. Congress is now 6-6 in the president. Anything so they can pass any laws very quickly, not that they have to, but this supposedly will legitimize things. They're in a point of crisis. There's a point of tension and crisis on this planet because the planet, as I stated before, is going from kindergarten to grad school, going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, and we're well into the fourth dimension. If you get some of these goggles that they have out there, you can look up and see into the fourth dimension. You can get those. They cost a lot, but if enough people put together, they can buy one. See what's happening. There are battles going on in the fourth dimension, and our planet is fast becoming a fourth dimensional vibrational rate planet. We've got to wake up. If you're waiting for them to announce where to get the goggles, if you're waiting for them to announce not to eat the stupid food, if you're waiting for them to announce about what the religious teachers are teaching and what you're not going within to find, then you're going to wait forever, because forever will be where you'll be in eternity. The time is for each individual to take charge of self, and then you'll find a lot of people have taken charge of their selves, and there'll be harmony. The ones that are not listening right now, worried about the stock exchanges, they're going to die at the stock exchanges. In fact, their computers will stop working and they'll have a heart attack because they just talk about how much money they almost lost because it's a figure on a computer. Nothing to do with reality. We've got to get out of the make-believe world and get into the real world. Self-analysis on a planet that is going to a higher consciousness. If you want to be with her, pay the dues. The dues isn't paid at the bank tellers. The dues is paid at the spiritual altar of consciousness when you go to sleep at night and when you talk to people and when you act the way you do.
It's so true, man. I listen to talk radio, a lot of talk radio, and it's amazing that there are shows on where these people call in and they talk about their money, and it sounds, I mean, it's to hear them talk about their money, okay? Like they're worried about, it's just, I guess what I'm saying is, this just, it's amazing to me anyway, that people are so preoccupied with something that, even now, you're seeing that even the people who set up the game are not abiding by the illusionary laws of it. Does that boggle your mind if you even bother to think about it? Is that people are worried about money things when the money is not real?
What's very interesting, money can still do some things now because people put the idea in money it can do, and because money is still needed, I need money, and so on and so forth again. I need money, not want money. It's a big difference.
Yes.
What do they used to say again? The road to pathway, what is it? I forget how what it's about, but money is the root of evil. No, the love of money is the root from evil, okay? It's not money itself. It's what the money can buy. Pretty soon, money won't be worth anything, very sooner than we think. But what you've gotten with that money will mean a lot, because now have you gotten things for survival? Now have you moved to the place you think you should be? Now have you gotten into certain aspects? But as I'm finding out, it doesn't matter where you're going to move to.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is going to rock and roll. It's the state of consciousness mm-hmm. will put a frequency barrier between you and the third dimension. And if you're going toward the fifth dimension, and this is what is hard for people to understand, if you're vibrating quickly enough, It won't matter where you are. It'll mean who you are. It'll mean how fast your rate of vibration, the things that are on the earth that are low in vibration, the wars, the earthquakes you'll get. But if you can ascend to a higher degree, it's not going to affect you. People can't understand that. But yet, think about this. When you go to sleep at night, you expect to wake up. You don't know where you are while you're asleep. The whole room is on fire, and you wouldn't know it. When you're in that state, you'll ride past it because you're in a different vibration. You have to understand frequency, vibration, resonance. And where you are in your mind is what those cell minds, those governors of each cell, will do. It will vibrate faster, and it'll be just like you went through a wall. You won't even know it. But if you're on that low plane, doing what they tell you to do, and killing people again over a piece of bullion with a certificate on it called gold, which already, you know, the United States gave gold to Japan, I'm sorry, to China. China found it was made of tungsten and plated with gold and refused to take it. If you still follow these gold banksters, then you're going to go the way the gold banksters have gone to go. You don't want to go that. Use their money to gain things that are good for you and not the things that they want. Power, people, and places. You can't use any of that. You can only govern yourself. Work with it.
Yes, indeed. For those of you who want to interact with Dr. Blair, you have a question for him, the chat room is abuzz. It would be better if you called in with your question because the chat room is moving at such a clip. The questions are scrolling faster than I can jot them down. Please call 347-215-9531. And Dr. Blair has only laid out one rule, and that is don't everybody call at the end of the show. So if you have questions, please give us a call, 347-215-9531. Let's see. We've got someone calling from area code 609. First name, please, and where you're calling from, and welcome to the show. It's a question for Dr. Blair.
How you doing, Dr. Blair? Hotep. Enjoyed your show. I'm calling from New Jersey. I have two questions for Dr. Blair. My first question is, Dr. Blair, you're talking about the ascension and how we're rising to this other level, or the earth itself. And I notice outside the clouds seem closer now than they have ever before. That's my first question, if you can talk about that. And also, if you can explain the relationship about Libya and the gold dinar that they are planning to use or were trying to use, but how it's somewhat looking unsuccessful. But then again, that's just my interpretation. If you can just elaborate a bit further, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, well, the dinar, let's start with the first one, the last one first. The dinar, the yen, the pound sterling, the franc, the dollar, it doesn't even matter. These are all denominations of money that allied nations accept, and they therefore give you goods for the exchange of that money, and to the power of the might, not of the banking system, but of the army behind them, they're accepted. That's just about it. So, again, it doesn't matter about that. They supposedly have deposed Gaddafi, Minister Gaddafi again. I doubt that because it's just like that they did at the, what was the guy there? And that so they found 13 months later in a hole in the ground supposedly hung, you know, the Iraq. I can't think of his name right now. All of these are substitutes. Gaddafi, of course, was a genius, and what he did we've talked about. I don't have time for that one, but he also was going to get solar panels that were going to be manufactured. He went with this guy in Algiers, Wales, and they were going to actually build solar panels for North Africa and Southern Europe, which would made him make even more money. The man was making about $1 million a second, all that. That was to depose him because he was a black man that stood up and stood up for his country. That's neither here nor there either. All of these depositions now are because regime heads are going to have to change. They're no longer going to be heads of state. The state will be a state of consciousness headed by the universal prime creator. Therefore, mankind and human will have to relinquish all these thrones, whether they did right or wrong. People have got to awaken that they're self-governed, and this is what sovereignty is all about. You can't gain one without the other. The second thing that you ask about, I'm sorry, about the clouds seeming closer, that's because they're spraying night and day now. These planes or wherever they come from are spraying chemtrails like mad. It is not so much that they're natural cloud formations. There's no such thing as a natural cloud formation now because it's all intertwined with Dracon-made atmospheres to keep them safe and to try and stop these energy rays from the sun from awakening people and causing our planet to wake up. You're going to find pretty soon there'll be 3 days of darkness. You're going to find that there'll be a whole change of weather. It'll get to one temperature, and darkness will become light. These are not as far away as you think. Everything is under change. This whole planet is graduating. If you're going to graduate with her, relinquish all those things you were taught and begin to follow that insight, that secret thing. People say that first mind. Follow that first mind. Sleep on it. Used to people say when they had contracts and stuff, they said, I got to go sleep on it. Why did they sleep on it? Because they could contact higher beings. They could calmly ask for spiritual guidance. Now we've forgotten that. We contact a psychiatrist. We go to the pharmacist at the store so we can forget our pains and aches and escape for a while. We go to religious consciousness, trying to go through everything what we should, why we're here, where we come from, where we're going. And if you can't ask that question and get an answer now, sleep on it.
Indeed. Thank you, caller. Dr. Blair, we're coming up on a break. We've got some other callers in the queue, too, and I got a question to ask you about something you just mentioned. So we're going to take a real quick break here on the Jewel Network. We're listening to Dr. Delbert Blair, Truth of Consequences, 2K11. This is your co-host, Tony Quaid. We'll be right back.
New from Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work inspired by the lecture series of the same name, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart tackles issues at the core level of the healing process and is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over and over again. Get your copy today.
Yes, indeed. We are back on Truth of Consequences 2K11 with your, I'm your co-host, Tony Quaid, and we are with Dr. Delbert Blair of the Meta Center. And, yes, sir.
Tony, if I may, I got a call in between here again, and it was an announcement again from one of our members. I haven't given out the phone number, address, or anything else because we are holding a big lecture here in Chicago this Saturday. With your permission, I'd like to go ahead and do that.
Okay. Well, you jumped the gun on me. I was getting ready to ask you what you got going on at the Meta Center. So,
okay.
Go for it.
Oh, beautiful. Two minds, not so great, but on the same vibration.
That's
okay.
Right.
This Saturday from 2 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and I do expect people to come on time because we've got some movies, some documentaries, not crazy little movies, documentaries that they all should see. Let somebody else talk for me and see what they're saying, see if they agree based on new information again. It's at 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. The phone number is 708-422-6685, 708-422-6685. I'm going to even get out the address. 9317 South Colmar in Oak Lawn. 9317 South Colmar in Oak Lawn. On the internet, www.themetacenter.com. We don't have to say two anymore because we did buy back our domain name. www.themetacenter.com. I'm saying all that because time is very short. People don't understand how short time is. That's why time is speeding up, because the frequency we're going to, time will not be the same. We're getting, if you're finding it speeding up, it means you're adapting. Keep it up. It means you're going to the rate of speed that a fifth-dimensional planet would have. The rest of them don't see any change in time. They're not speeding up. Their cells will not make it. They're going to have to experience the reality of what they think is important. The wars, the money, the banks, the killing, the cheating, the eating stupid food, the using of dope and drugs, the lying, the cheating, they will get this, that. The rest of you won't be able to tell a lie. The rest of you will feel bad when you see an insect even squashed because you're speeding up vibrations. You know if it's fitting the shoe. If the shoe doesn't fit, it's not because you had a glass slipper. It's because your feet had corns and you can't wear what you're supposed to.
Very interesting. You know, you mentioned we've got a couple of our callers, but you mentioned a couple of things before the last break, Dr. Blair. First of all, where I live, I've noticed this, that it gets dark. It almost gets dark. It's almost 10 o'clock at night, okay? And even in the summertime, and this is the first summer where I live that I've noticed that it gets dark. There have been some nights where after 9 o'clock and it still looks like dusk. It's not nighttime dark. And that I find that interesting. I know you mentioned that earlier. And then the question that I have for you before we take your next caller is, in this new reality, this fifth dimensional octave that we are not headed for, in my observation, we're already on the, we've already entered that doorway and finding our way around. But will there be, the governments of the world as they are right now have failed, they've been corrupted, co-opted, and everything else. What, in your observation, your opinion, do you think that a sovereign, a governing body would look like on a planet like what we are about to become?
There are no governing bodies on a planet we're going to. The governing body is the universal prime creator, and everybody will know that, and they will be afraid, for fearful of their mortal souls from doing wrong. Therefore, you need no government. You begin to have the utopia that they used to laugh at when they came from England and France and Belgium and Portugal. They came to these islands. The people had free sex, but they didn't proliferate unnecessarily. The people had good food, mangoes and papayas and pineapples. What they did eat of meat was usually the poi and stuff along that line, which was limited. They were very happy people. They were very spiritual people. Insects obeyed them. They didn't get bitten and stuff like this. And they also didn't, women worry about tampons and things like this. They didn't have menses like that because they were not lower vibration. They were not crossbred. When they found these things, they call it paradise. And what do? Make hell out of paradise, bringing in what they call civilization. They're not civilized. They're mankind, human, and they're already crossed, and they've got to go too. When people are governing themselves, they follow rules because they have a higher governor. The thing is, happiness exists. Happiness cannot exist when it's exhibited by a state, marshaled and lawed by a state, trafficked and jailed by a state, and when the maritime law rules the land, we know we're in deep trouble. All of that will go.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to the phones, Dr. Blair. We've got a caller. Thank you for being patient with us. Area code 510, what is your first name, where are you calling from, and what's your question for Dr. Blair?
Yes, this is King Zabija. Can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Peace. How are you doing, Dr. Blair? I appreciate you so much, brother.
Thank you.
I'm aware that, you know, our vibrations are increasing and that our frequency is going to come online with the Earth. My question is about the pyramids. Are they going to also come online on this planet, on other planets like Mars? Are they going to become the power sources that they've always been, helping lift, you know, the energy into,
well,
that, you know, into that transmission?
Thing. There's a very interesting thing, and we're going to talk about that at our meeting at our center Saturday. They have new edifices being built. You wouldn't believe, because we don't go out into space and look backward unless it's an astral projection, and we haven't gotten good enough for that to remember what we've seen. They are building edifices on this planet, and we're going to show you pictures of them Saturday. You wouldn't believe. They don't tell you anything about it. Things that look like palaces. And, in fact, on the fourth dimension, as they have over China, which has been on our Internet site, they have already buildings being built. They don't understand. Are they holograms? No. You're looking at fourth-dimensional buildings, and you're looking now on the physical plane where these Dracons are trying to duplicate what they can't. They're actually building them in the Earth. You have to go up in space to see what they've built. These projects that you're seeing now look like they are so wonderful to see in one sense when you can get up high enough to see it. We're living amongst them. It's like the lines of Nazca in South America. They look at them and they say, these are lines, these are columns. Why did they build it? From space, they form figures because they can only be viewed from space. Some of the things that are happening on our planet must be viewed from higher dimensions, either in our astral bodies or going up in airplanes or going up like NASA does with these self-made rockets. Our whole Earth is being terraformed as it is, and the pyramids are just one thing. Pyramids now will have a new direction because the magnetic lines of force have changed. They've already built them. The thing is, when are we going to build them? So that, because they won't be able to use it, we'll have to wind up using what they built, but they're still trying.
Interesting indeed. Thank you, caller. Dr. Blair, we've got area code 917 on the line. 917, first name, where are you calling from?
Yes, hi. How are you?
Fine, are
yes.
You?
Yes, good. How are you, Dr. Blair?
I'm doing fine, and you, sir?
Good. My name is Farley. I'm calling from the Baltimore area. I got two
questions. Somebody in the chat room please turn off the radio? I can hardly get any reverberation.
What about now? Is that better? I mean, I was not.
Yeah, I can.
My radio's off. Okay. Yeah. I have two questions. One of them is about the sun. I remember you said some time ago that the sun is somewhat, one of the suns, somewhat highly magnetic. And you said magnetic energy is cold. And I was wondering, the reason why the sun is, reason why it's colder while the sun is close to us, could that be because of the magnetic energy that the sun is emitting? And yeah. I guess
Well, let's take one at a time, please. Yes, it is because of the magnetic energy. Magnetic energy can be cold, it can be hot if you're at the extreme poles, negative and positive. But in the null zone between the magnetic field, there is no temperature. And that's what we're seeking when we go through planes of existence. That's what they haven't understand about traveling by magnetic lines of force. We're used to polar shifts. There's no such thing as a polar shift. You either have one or the other. When you can actually shift with the magnetic lines of force, you flow in between the north and the south. That's when you can travel faster than all. That's what these UFOs, some of them, operate by. The null between. That's why they say opposites attract and unlike poles repel and so on like that again. It's a matter of understanding what cold magnetic force is. Where we're going, however, and isn't this going to be wonderful if what I'm stating happens again, we'll not only get past magnetism, we'll get a glimpse, if enough of us can vibrate fast enough, at org energy, which has no polarity. It is the exact mind of the Creator to let you be wherever it is in the mind of the Creator that you can be based on your consciousness, not upon how much money you have and how much knowledge you have for degrees that don't mean a thing. So that's my answer to that part.
Wow. That's great. Now, quickly, the second question is, you said some of us will be able to ascend, and what happened to me lately, it seems like I used to be able to dream about something and it happened in reality, but now it seems like I'm able to see things prior to it happening with my eyes open, without me having to go to sleep. So could that be an indication that I may be on the right track?
Welcome to the new vibrations, brother. It's good to see you.
Yeah, just something happened to me while I was driving, and I noticed a big accident, but I didn't see anything, so I somewhat got scared a little bit, so I pulled over, and I decided to drive up further, and 10 minutes into my driving, I noticed it was a huge accident, and it was unfortunate that happened, but it seems like stuff is really happening, though.
It's not by accident. Ahead of your time on this planet, and the reward of being ahead of your time on this planet is to see things before they happen. That lets you know in your right vibrational rate. Hello, brother.
Indeed. You're an omni-being, my brother. Thank you so much for being part of the process and the experience. Next caller, area code 216. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? And keep your questions brief so Dr. Blair can get to as many of you as possible, if you will. Thank you.
This is Mason. I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I wanted to ask a question in regards to monatomic gold. I've been on a fast, a 30-day fast. This is day 17 for me, and I'm fasting on water. I wanted to know if I start implementing the monatomic gold with the fast, will this be a acceleration because I'm not taking in any type of solid food? Or how would that work?
You'll be eating soul food without any barbecue sauce, gravy, mashed potatoes, yam, or wine. You're eating the food that your body can now vibrate faster, and therefore your cells can vibrate faster with, and therefore all the organs and hormones and glands will all operate faster because that's the food of the future. That's what gold is really used for, not this makeshift foolishness that they give you a certificate for, put in a bank vault, and lie about.
Very interesting. Thanks. Thank you, caller. Area code 615, welcome to the show. What's your name and what's your area you calling from?
I'm actually calling from the Nashville, Tennessee area, and my name is Will, and I want to thank you and Brother Devil Blair for the most blessings that y'all teach. Man, everything that you said has my soul vibrates to everything that Dr. Devil Blair says, and I want to appreciate that at first.
Thank you.
All right, and my question is that when we go into, when you say that we make it to 2013,
if we went 2013, how would this tie into their what they call about the New World Order? Or I mean, how would we be reacting in that time if you're on a higher plane?
On a higher plane, it'll be like a dream. We'll be watching it and saying, is this really happening? Is there a new dimension? And we'll be about the business of forgetting, unless we're very strong, forgetting what we went through karmically and beginning to evolve dharmically to higher consciousness. Because on the higher planes, when you think things, you bring them into resistance. So we're going to be taught how to forget the other things, but to remember that it was a hell we went through and we've now graduated. For those who don't, they will go through everything that they're talking about going through. Wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes in diverse places, flowers blooming out of season, animals not bearing their young, volcanic eruptions, fire from the sky, submarines and nuclear submarines nuking it out. Everything down there will happen, but on a different vibrational rate. You don't want to be there.
All right. Appreciate that. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's see. It's just funny. I reminded Dr. Blair that as long as people, and you've said this many times, other people said it, I've said it, stop focusing on what they're doing and you do what your souls do, because what they have done is projected a reality in this on this template, and if we keep resonating with what they're doing, we're going to experience all the negative stuff they have for us. And I've been hearing you say that for at least 15 years. I've been listening to you almost 20.
Well, nobody's as old as me, the old man of the sea. Nobody feels as young as I do in spirit, because finally I can understand what I was here for. Whatever I did before, if I volunteered, I'll never do it again. If I did bad, I'll never do it again. But it's wonderful to get a clear picture of the time when fog is settling in through chemtrails.
Yes, yes. The last thing I would want to do is be in the midst of some Terminator 3 or some Judge Dredd or some I Am Legend or any of that stuff. And the best antidote I know of is what you're sharing with us. So true. I've got some other callers. Area code 707. Welcome to the program. Thank you for waiting. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? And what's your question for Dr. Blair?
Hi, this is Jonas. This is Jonas calling from California, a.k.a. Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Peace and blessings, Dr. Dilip Blair. 50 years of metaphysics. Your knowledge and your wisdom is amazing, and it's very incredible. Thank you for the info about the two suns. You were the first to speak on it, and it was very helpful, so people need to recognize that. Peace to Tony Quaid. Peace to the beautiful, and much love to the beautiful Dr. Jewel Cookrum. She opens her mouth and her wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. And I love Dr. Joe Pogrom. My question for you, Dr. Blair, is about black holes in the universe. And I know that in the center of the black hole is infinity, many sideways eights, singularity point. So if you could please briefly explain your knowledge and intellect on this.
Well, black holes are dark matter, or holes in dark matter, or really circumferences, little spinning vortexes within dark matter, which brings out light. In black holes, there's plenty of light. But the light is of a frequency that most of us is too low to appreciate. Therefore, we see it as darkness. Darkness is the absence of light of ascension. It's a doctrine of understanding the higher mind of the universal creator. This is why, again, when you go into magnetic fields, after a while, when you adjust, you see light. It's not darkness. It's a different vibration of light. We were as low as you could get. You know what I call this place, and I'm sorry to the creator. It was a zoo. It is a zoo, and it's no longer going to be a zoo. The animals are out of the cages, the keepers are running, and the groundskeepers, the ones that own the block, are saying, my God, what has happened here again? Darkness is an absence of consciousness of enlightenment. Enlightenment means you have light wherever you go.
Okay, thank you, caller. We got area code 347, your first name, and where are you calling from? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is Anthony. I'm calling from Brooklyn. Dr. Blair, I just had a question about diet. Is as far as fasting and basically, is that a good approach to take during these times?
If this is what your soul is telling you in high vibrations, then this is what you're supposed to do. Everybody could stand a cleanup. I need a cleanup every day because I'm breathing in chemtrails every day, and still I'm alive. As we talk about now, the radiation level now on the CMA ratio. You know, you used to have CM and X-class flares. We're getting X-class flares, and we're living through them. In the 1900s, we'd be dead, so probably our whole planet would be extinct. The only thing I can say is, if your body and mind and spirit is telling you to fast, fast. If your fasting has been told to be liquid, liquid. If your fasting has been told to just give up food for a while, period, good. Not giving up food for a while is okay, but making in, you're getting soul food during that time. As you're cleaning up, you know, we have this thing called a cleaner for men and a cleaner for women. 17 different herbals, and it will clean out your organs, your glands, and your seven basic organs, and kill parasites, and kill their eggs, and you don't have to cramp up to do it. Then take you in some gold. Then, whatever else your body is telling you to take on a higher plane, use it. Juices, of course, it's easy to assimilate, doesn't cause, well, I don't want to keep rattling. You could call for a consultation if you like, but you got the general idea.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you so much, caller. Dr. Blair, we got area code 404. We know that area code. That's good old Atlanta, the host who graciously hosted us and hosted you the last couple of weeks. Welcome, caller. What's your first name, and what's your question for Dr. Blair?
Greetings. My name is Anwar, and I'm out of Atlanta, Georgia, as you know. Got a question for Dr. Blair. Dr. Blair, I've been having dreams lately of I'm standing in a dimension where I see the earth in the sky, and I also see the moon in the sky, and I also see several different lunar phases going on in the sky at the same time. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that, if you could, to give me some type of meaning of what I'm seeing.
Well, it's hard for me to give you meaning for what you're seeing because you've elaborated on what you see. I don't know what you see because I don't see that. Why would you see it? Different vibrations. Different pictures come through at different angles for different people. But the overall thing is, see clarity. Once you see this, ask the question of yourself. What am I seeing? Ask the question, why am I seeing it? Now, most people, don't let your lenses show you something that you don't question. As you know, in many cases, you can look at something, but unless it's recorded in your right brain somewhere, you won't be able to see it. Because it's on a different vibrational rate, and if your body has no calendar or encyclopedia or picture, it cannot pick it up. Ask yourself, what am I seeing? Sleep on it. The next day you get the best answer, never coming from me, coming from within you and the Creator. You'll know what you saw.
Very, very good. Thank you, caller. Area code 510, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? What's your first name? Ask Dr. Blair a question.
Peace. This is King Zabija in California. I called once, but I wanted to mention about the tombs that were found in Arizona, I guess about a century ago. I'm assuming there are pyramids there as well, and the energy, this energy that we're gonna, that's gonna be the transmission to higher levels. Is it tachyon, or is there a higher energy? Even above that.
Oh, energy never ceases its evaluation to ascending to the Creator. Energy is stepped down matter, and matter is stepped down energy. We have to understand pure mind is with the universal Creator. The higher and pure your mind, the more you get energy on a higher plane. That's why when you start talking about evaluating the speed of light, 186,000 miles a second, and sound 750 miles an hour, that's ludicrous. There is no defining energy. When you are in a state of consciousness, you are. And then when you create something, you find matter. You begin to make something matter because now you're taking energy that was already perfect and making it imperfect so you can understand it. This is a whole concept of what we've been through. The closer you are to the universal mind, the closer nothing has a question because you have all the answers. You are an absolute energy.
Okay, thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much indeed. Dr. Blair, you know, these things keep coming up over and over again. You've been telling us for years about this acceleration of time. We've been talking about the frequencies as we go through this ascension. I got a gut feeling. I want to get your thoughts on it. What is it about time travel? Because that's a big deal to the other guys, too, right now. What is it about time travel? What is it about time that seems to be a significant part of not only what we're going through, but what we've already been through? What is it about time? What are your thoughts on time and time travel in context to this ascension that we're discussing?
time is a state of consciousness from the absolute creator's energy. And the further you go from it, the more your time expands. There is no time in the absolute because the absolute is finite. Infinite is what we become when we step away from the creator, but because we have souls and because we have that thing to want to go away, the further we get away from the creator, the longer the time. The shorter to the creator, the shorter the time, because pretty soon you'll be time travelers, because the time traveling device is a state of consciousness called pure mind. And you cannot, you know, people say, what travels faster than light? How many times have I said it? Mind. Wherever you think you are, you are. Distance has nothing. We think linearly. I'm going to go through this one more time. Linearly means you get in a car, you drive from one state to another using highways and so like that. Another way of traveling is staying in one spot and vibrating faster. That's what we've got to relearn. Stay in one spot and vibrate faster. That is, then all wherever you stop for a while, you create matter, and matter creates you, and you get all caught up. In absolute energy, there is no time, there is no space, there is no nothing but absolute perfection. That's what we want back again, but are we willing to pay the price of what we've learned while vibrating lower?
Yeah, experience is priceless, but it's costly. we've got area code 615. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr. Blair?
Yes. I was on earlier. I had another question. When the planets split, when you said earlier we'd be able to look down. So you're talking about another this planet is going to split into two physical forms, or how is that? How is that supposed to work?
A super physical, a physical, you know, when you say super and you say physical, you say again, you're getting ranges of matter. What I'm saying is a state of consciousness, a state of understanding, a state of comprehension that will let you choose between something low and something high, between physical matter and super physical matter. As you probably know, and I'm guessing we both understand, in nanotechnology, which is man-made littleness, there is microbiology, which is God-made littleness. And inside the littlest thing is the biggest thing. Take away the littlest thing, the biggest thing will collapse. Take away the soul governor, the cell governor, the cell becomes a wayward cell, becomes cancerous, and lives on other cells. It is when we govern through the higher consciousness that the cell can vibrate. You look at what you vibrate to. You are what you think. You are what you think, eat, and drink on this planet.
Okay.
Thoughts are things. Indeed. Area code 843. What's your first name? Where are you calling from? Welcome to the show.
My name is Ron. I'm calling out of Georgetown. How are you doing, Dr. Blair?
Doing fine, Ron.
And my question is, are you familiar with the Hopi Indian prophecy where they call the black man the water, the most important element, and they call the white man the fire, and sometime in the near future, that fire is going to have to be subdued?
The biggest thing I remember about the Hopi prophecies is the white buffalo, which was born not too long ago, and that the Hopi would disappear into the Grand Canyon and into the caves and the monasteries of the world. That also is happening. I'm not familiar with the other.
Okay, doctor. One more thing. How about urine therapy along with fasting?
I think that's
and taking your goal,
to
of course.
Be practice, but make sure your kidneys are clean. That's what they did when they crossed the desert. That and using the navel chakra in its rightful way. That might be the way many of us survive when we begin to vibrate on a faster plane, because the physical body then will not need as much nourishment.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, caller. Dr. Blair, we're coming up on a break, and then we're going to take it on out. We've got the blowing up the phones. The chat room is abuzz, and obviously you've told us and we recognize there's a sense of urgency. So we're going to get to as many of them as we can after this next break.
Thank you, my brother.
New from Jewel Publications, Straight from the Heart by Dr. Jewel Pookrum. An incredible volume of work inspired by the lecture series of the same name, Dr. Jewel explores the genesis of disease, prostate health, and sexuality, as well as sharing a new look at the effects emotions play in the resolution of cancer. Straight from the Heart tackles issues at the core level of the healing process and is an outpouring of wisdom that you will read over and over again. Get your copy today.
Yes, we are back. Truth and Consequences 2K11, Dr. Delbert Blair, and myself, your co-host. Dr. Blair, you know, there's a lot of talk, and I know you're familiar with the work. You've heard of Michio Kaku, and he's some type of highly regarded physicist or whatever, okay? But he's got a point of view. It's a little somewhat mainstream and politically correct, but that's just my one man's opinion. I got a question, though, something that he pushes forth. I've been reading about this information. You've taught on it in the past. We are going. This ascension moves us into the rank, if you will, of a different type of galactic citizen. He calls it Type 1. And I've said many times, even on this show, me and you've joked about it, when Pookie and Ray Ray and Bubba the truck driver start waking up conscience-wise, that means something's happening in the people. This graduation, you called it from kindergarten to PhD, what does that mean? What do we get access to, not only on this planet, but as far as the cosmos, that obviously right now we're too much of a detriment to behold or participate in your observation?
The only real physics practice here on this earth is quantum physics that's worth anything, because quantum physics is metaphysics. It doesn't matter if it's Michio Kaku or Coco or whatever you're going to call it. The is that they now follow. I do not decry from those people, and I remember it's Professor Hoagland and the Coast to Coast and all that always have these people on. They are their masters. They're not mine. I understand where they come from. It's wonderful for nanophysics and for understanding auto and picophysics. I want to understand metaphysics and microphysics, getting to the biological, not the nano. I am not a creature of the past. I am a consciousness of the future. I am awakened. Mm. I need mundane things as taught on Earth now.
Okay. One thing that they can't deny, and they try to put whatever spin on it, and like I said, I've heard you speak on this, and actually on my network, we talked about it in detail. There is an order. There is a galactic, cosmic neighborhood. Will we be, as we are, somebody made the comment, and here I'm just going to frame this question for you. Somebody made the comment that, okay, well, look at, you know, the internet, look at social networking or whatnot, social media, whatever. In your opinion, is this planet ready? I mean, if you were to say, okay, if you were to cherry pick, what would you like to see happen in as far as something to take into that neighborhood, for us to participate in that neighborhood? In your opinion, you've been on this planet long enough to observe the good, the bad, and the ugly. What characteristics will be welcome, and what should we just be prepared to either leave behind or be left behind?
Since I am not the way shore, but a person seeking enlightenment, then I have way shores. And I looked at the people who showed me the way. I looked at many of the people that had the books, that wrote the books that were guiding me on my path. Now I don't write books. Now I tune to the Universal Library, the Akashic Record. It's the same thing. You can't ask me to tell you what to expect, because I don't know what to expect. But what I want in my heart is a place not like this place, but on some places I've seen on this place exactly like it. That way I'm already describing where I would like to ascend to. Those that share that dream, that's where they will be. Because on higher dimensions, you get what you eat, drink, and think. And sometimes that's not even food. And that's what the soul really exists on anyway. Hard for me to explain where you should go or what will be there, because what I'm patterning for myself, I'm just beginning to rediscover myself. I had to go through all the abysmal craziness that they taught me to unlearn to even go forth. I'm going to be looking for a new horizon. May I find love there? May I find happiness there? And that's where I'm willing to stop till I learn better there. Then probably I'll go back to where I should have been with the universal prime creator's mind. In the meantime, I'm a sojourning truth, I'm a sojourning soul, and I'm on my way.
There it is. What dreams may come. Oh, they made a movie about that.
You ought to quit.
Okay. We got caller. Thanks for waiting. Caller calling from area code 313. First name, where are you calling from, and thank you for joining us. Your question for Dr. Blair.
Uh-oh. They changed their mind?
They changed their mind. Caller 313, area code. If you're there, going once, going twice. Okay. Moving on. Okay. Caller 314. Welcome to the show. Where are you calling from? What's your question for Dr. Blair?
Please speak up, 314.
Okay, we can't help you if you don't speak into the mic. Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Blair, you know, you speak a lot about, and I know it actually was a topic that you covered in the Med Center a few weeks back. Sexual relationships, intimacy between now and what did you say? What's the year? The 2015. Okay. Obviously, you got a lot of feedback. We got a lot of feedback. Your people were asking questions about it. When you just the mention of that when you're on the air, people were asking about the DVD and all that. Intimacy is taking a real hit now. There's a lot of, you know, people are not going to stop procreating. It's not going to happen, okay? But it seems to me that someone, something, is pushing a lower vibratory intimate connection, okay? And I know that you've taught on this and spoke on this. Is there a such thing as a higher frequency, higher vibratory intimacy?
I feel so. And I feel it's whatever you need at the time with whomever you need that with. In many cases, lesbianism and homosexuality are running rampant. I say running rampant because they cannot reproduce. What they're saying is what they reproduce is a love and an energy that they don't care whether there's a baby from it or not, but they're experiencing it. On both places, this is also good if this is what they need. To me, as I say again, heterosexuality or homosexuality is a state of consciousness. In fact, everybody wants to experience the tuminescence or coming and reaching a height again. That is a state of mind. If you want to come, you will. If you won't, you won't. You can make yourself be fascinated to that extent. But when you combine with another, it puts it to a point where you have to trust, you have to work toward it, and you're still using the physical body. While we still have the physical bodies, the mating that is the highest of that, that heals the body and does not make it get venereal diseases, that gives you a state of calmness so you don't have to go and get the pharmaceuticals, I think it's wonderful and purposeful. I think at different times, different things. Same people, different things. Sometimes you want intimacy using sex. Sometimes you want intimacy using mind. Sometimes you want intimacy using the soul. If you can get all three, you found a soulmate. Other than that, you got a twin soul or a soul. We got a whole class on that one. Seems like we ought to, maybe we might get as many as Dr. Jewell got if we did the same thing again, maybe at a different state of consciousness. We'd probably stay there a whole weekend and nobody would go to sleep.
You never know.
Oh, you can't
never
go to
sleep.
Babies, huh?
Anything can happen. Anything can happen, and most things do. Well, let me kind of dovetail on that then. What is in your, based on your research and your, what's the importance of us learning more about our sexual energy?
Because sexual energy is creative energy, and that's what the whole thing came from. Coming of consciousness of the Creator's consciousness. We are parts of the Creator's consciousness. Then we developed energy units. Then we developed bodies. And now we have what? Minds, bodies, spirits, and soul. We're just getting better and better at getting away from what we should be, absolute energy. And at one point in nirvana, when the male or female or the two females or the two males mate, at a time when they reach an exalted state, that is a little bit of what I hope to stay in forever. And I don't want to leave it once I get it again. That is wherever it takes to get you there. I cannot tell what is necessary for some. I know what is necessary for me. I still like a beautiful woman. I still like a beautiful woman inside and out, and that's where the problems come. Whatever you want the best. But one thing, when you look inside you, see if you can match what you think you're trying to get outside of you.
Indeed, indeed. We've got area code 314 has returned. 314, welcome to the show. Give us your first name, where you're calling from. What's your question for Dr. Blair?
This is Raymond from St. Louis, and it's good to speak with both of you. My question is regarding the Washington Monument. I know a couple of days ago, or was it yesterday, when we had the earthquake, it was damaged during the earthquake. And I was doing some research, and it said that it's really an obelisk and it deals with energy. I wanted to know if you had any idea what effects that would have, since it was an energy device of a type and it was damaged during the earthquake, what type of effects that would have.
Oh, how beautiful you are, and I'm glad you asked that because I'm still doing research. It was an obelisk. There were three of them, and obelisks are supposed to be hollow. And when they're hollow, you're supposed to put in there certain things. I'm not even going to talk about that, to make it resonate to a higher frequency. These were the spheres. In fact, over Australia now, you can see one from 18 miles up. I wasn't 18 miles up, but I saw it on Google. You can still get some of these things that are not blocked out. That was a point of reference when they laid out Washington, D.C., because beneath Washington, D.C. are alien bases. And this is why anytime you send them to Washington, you're really condemning them. That was one of the reflecting ponds, and it was, one end was the monument, the other was the obelisk. And that would draw down, just like an obelisk, it draws down power and channels it into the ground to begin to work with diamonds and crystals down there to make that whole place resonate. They made it resonate on a very lower plane. Now, when they begin to have to remodel this, they broke off that little, that earthquake, whatever you want to call it, stop some of that energy from being drawn out and disseminated that was evil. Now they begin to find if you put the right things in there, it won't resonate evil, and it means that those cities beneath it, by which people are controlled on the surface, will begin to get devastated. That was a blow to them. That was their antenna outside of their inner. I don't want to go further with that. It just simply say everything's for good, even though it seems like an accident.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Dr. Blair, you know, it's interesting. Earlier this year, I mentioned to you there's a show on, and many people who tune in have watched it. It's called The Event. And The Event, the short version is that there's a revealing of an alien culture that's here, blah, blah, blah. But what I found very interesting, and it's these little things, these little tidbits they put in these shows. The Event dealt with the second planet coming and all of that. But one thing in it, the Washington Monument, that obelisk was destroyed in that show. I find it very interesting. And now with this earthquake situation, whatever it is you want to call it, that all of a sudden it's getting damaged. I find that – I don't believe in coincidence. I know you said you don't either. I just found that interesting. I don't know if you had anything to say about that.
Exactly what you said, and exactly as I tried to answer the brother who called in there then. It now will require some looking into, and right off the bat, it probably broke a couple of these lenses and crystals on the bottom of that thing that was generating bad things, putting it from the air and keeping their cities going. That's been now damaged. You'd be surprised what that probably has done underneath the ground to some of those cave worlds where they live.
Yeah, I find it very interesting. They telegraph this stuff in these movies. Area code 404, that's the Atlanta group, okay? Welcome to the show. What's your first name and what's your question for Dr. Blair?
Hey, how you doing? This is Brother Tian.
Greetings.
Yes, Tian.
Peace. How you doing? My question is in reference to the 3 days of darkness. Will there be electricity?
No, when the electricity fails, that's why it's going to be dark. Magnetism knocks out electricity, and the more we get to this magnetic sun, obviously electricity isn't going to function. We've been given a time to adjust and to make sure what we're going to do without electricity. This is why it's been given on that time. But when we get into a magnetic field, it has a light of its own. You see, electricity is one of the lowest vibrations you can operate on, and they've made it even lower, extra low frequency. And everything we have, from the computers, the microwave ovens, TV sets, the computers, the X-ray machine, the plasma TVs, the home wiring system, radar, everything operates on extra low frequencies. And those are the things that are killing your cells, stopping you from using your higher brains. Can't get past the reptile brain, which loves it. We're more than reptiles, and we've got to unlove it and love what is really truthful. Magnetic energy is a step up. Organic energy is the final step. We might be able to even reach that, but we've got to first get away with these low vibrations here, because as our planet descends, electricity will not work.
Thank you, caller. Dr. Blair, this is as good a time as any for you to give us a brief rundown of some of the products and the benefits. I know a lot of times people will buy your products, and then they'll come back sometimes on this show and say, well, what does this do and why? If you could, kind of give us a brief rundown of why they need to come to the MetaCenter website and get these products that you've been sharing with us, teaching us about.
As usual, man of the people and guider of me, you put it right out. Okay. The diodes are 15 different kinds. The diodes protect you from radiation, from cell phones, just like I said, computers, the monitor, the scanner, the printer, the microwave oven, the mammograph machines, the X-ray equipment, the MP3 players, the overhead ballast lights, the electric blankets, washers, dryers, all of these operate on low frequency. All of these interrupt your own body's energy fields, and all of these can make your body become cancerous and not function correctly. The dials have a protection. One of the things, the two topmost dials is a Diomed protecting your home from some of these towers 60 yards around. The dialed mattress, which people say they can't afford, but everybody better start affording them, that's 6.5 feet by 3 feet. You lie on that, it will pull radiation and poisons out of your lymph system. Not one node underneath the arms or between the legs or at the neck, your lymph system and your liver. People trying to clean their liver, it will pull radiation and toxins and poisons out of your body as you lie on it. What can I say to you? After that, you have the diode mattress. I mean, the diode pad. That's the one you sit on in the car. So your body, sciatic nerve won't get radiated, and your uterus won't, the prostate won't. Then we have, of course, the ones that you put on the devices themselves, on the back of that cell phone, on the back of those other things. We have monatomic gold. Monatomic gold is gold that is mono. Mono is one of the smallest units of measurement you have. It means it's going to get into your body almost if you smell it sometimes. Liquids can be absorbed. Ionic is smaller than that, but that's mono. We have a gold for anything you want to do, from astral projecting all the way to vibrating fast to get your cells to stop becoming cancerous and DNA and RNA. And we've got 15 kind of the monatomic gold. That's what it does. It raises the vibrations wherever it goes. We have magnets. Magnets take away pain, speed up healing. We have magnetic penis rings, again, to help to cure trying to get the glands to open in the prostate when it's all stopped up, the veins leading to it, rather than getting this surgery and this, this PSA test that they give, where they begin to take a specific antigen test, where they take a protein and they have to actually cut you, involves minor surgery, that you don't have to use. Use your magnetic penis ring. Get a lot of magnesium and magnetism into your body, and it will begin to open up these arteries and veins without surgery. Plus, it's good for nitric oxide production. So now we have magnets. We have a magnetic bed you can sleep in, magnetic back braces, headbands, feet for your soles of your feet, magnetic things. Then we have things for brain boosting, which we have Neurozyme and mental clarity for memory and focus. We have things for what I call the one a day time 5 billion. That's our Miracle 2000. It has 27 vitamins and minerals, amino acids and stuff. We have Heart Miracle, which helps to open up those veins and arteries, especially when used with chelation. And that's where you have these 93 different 5-2-8. And people keep asking, why do they call it 5-2-8? 5-2-8 was believed at the harmonic conversions. The vibration of megahertz at 528 megahertz, and that is where our planet is now on, but that's going to even get even faster. So this is what we do. I've done the research. I've listened to the Creator. I've tried to get one-stop metaphysical shopping, or at least you can search Google from there. So that's what we have. Most of the things we have there, we don't have anything bad that I know of. It's good, excellent, and superior. Nothing bad.
Outstanding. And of notice, when you mentioned the magnetic penis rings, man. For some reason, we got a spike in, traffic on the show. So evidently, there's brothers and sisters out there that heard you loud and clear, especially in that area. Okay.
Well, let's say real quick, too, because we do have classes on that. We have all the things to generate a man's energy using testosterone, using nitric oxide releasing, as the weightlifters do, but using in a different vein. And, of course, by just putting the magnetic ring around the penis, you don't have to go through the surgery. You don't even have to go to test if you think you got cancer. Why go find out you got cancer? Act like you had cancer and do things to stop the cancer from spreading. Why go and get surgery and let them cut on you? If a guy said he's going to do that, you'd fight him to the death. You get on the table and they cut to see if you may have cancer after you're bleeding. I mean, it's ludicrous. So use that. Use some of the male products we have, the male drive. We have a bunch of things. We got it wherever you want to go to. We have it. We don't advertise it that much, but the guys do come to me for consultations and stuff, and we do sell a lot of them.
Well, I know I heard you at the conference. You were telling the sisters about once they know about certain things, then they know not to use them, and that's so true. Yeah, I heard you ask a couple of sisters. You say, well, now that you know what to call this, you know not to do this. So
there you go.
Very good deep. Yeah. We've got some more callers. I looked into my little crystal ball here, and I see something in the future for you, a guide for all your products. I see that in the future for you, but we can talk about that later. 347 area code. Welcome to the show, and what's your first name and question for Dr. Blair?
Hi, this is Erin Vicky from New York. Dr. Blair, can you recommend any books that explain the metaphysics of the obelisks? I'm really interested, especially in the one Cleopatra's Needle in New York City.
Well, if you probably now just go to the Internet, this is why that big eye in the sky has its bad and its good. Much of it is controlled by Google, which is controlled by NASA and all that stuff, but you still have many things you can find. You go up there, it'll probably show you a whole pages on nebulae, I mean on obelisk, on pyramids, pyramid power, probably there, it's the easiest way. Probably to spend the next 10 minutes just scanning that. Me recommending one, I read them so long ago that I've forgotten which ones I read, since I read so much voraciously to now it's just part of my working knowledge. I don't even know some of the books myself.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller. 773 area code. I believe that's the Atlanta area as well, or is that Chicago? It might be some of your area. 773, welcome to the show.
This is Ryan Campbell from Inglewood. How you doing, Dr. Blair?
Doing fine, and you?
I'm doing okay. I wanted to ask you, is EVP and RSP, it was the reverse speech, can you give me information on that?
Not too much on EVP. I've heard about the reverse speech. Are you talking about, again, like they used to have where you would actually record a person's statement, play it backwards, and hear what they were really thinking?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. See, they banned that. The guy that was on Coast to Coast, I used to make recordings, and it works. You can tell the person is lying to, although I have a better method now. I've graduated. But, yeah, they don't want you to have that because you find most of the politicians lie. That's why they're politicians.
Yes, yes. Thank
Many
you,
of the ministers lie, but you're not supposed to get a lying minister.
What about the spirit voices where you could, they're saying that you can, like they had a lady, Peggy Kane, saying that she has the reverse and the EVP where she hears, just like she said, you know where they're lying, you wouldn't even know when the spirits are lying.
Well, again, we are spirits. We ought to know when we're lying. We've forgotten our spiritual quality because we've become so mundane, we think we're physicals. We forgot we're spirituals trying to understand physicality and think we're physicals trying to understand spirituality. That's how much religion has fooled us.
Interesting. Thank you, caller. We've got area code 972. We've got a few minutes left, so we'll get as many as we can. Welcome to the show. What's your question for Dr. Blair?
Well, thank you. This is Kema Anku. And first of all, I appreciate the fact that the reception is very clear and it's not difficult to understand. But question for today is, what products would be recommended for someone who has, they faint and kind of have seizure-like symptoms?
Well, that would be hard to say. I'd have to know more than just the overview that you've given, which you gave intelligently, but I'm not able to understand it. You have to come to me for a consultation on something like that. Much more information I need.
Can something like that be done over the telephone?
Sometimes. It depends. Again, I don't know enough of the what the circumstances are, just the overview, but at least we can find out very quickly.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah, Dr. Blair, earlier someone in the chat room made mention of the fact that it's public news now that Steve Jobs, the CEO of Apple, has stepped down, and it's obvious to anybody who's been paying attention that he's sick. The man's sick, perhaps terminal.
Obviously.
Someone in the chat room made mention of if only he knew you or knew about some information. What could some of your products have done for him? Because I know that once you get to the liver, you're on your way out if you don't do what you're supposed to do. So what, if anything, would you have recommended to him if some of his people had got to you or if you had had a chance to talk to him? Because obviously money alone and an iPad wasn't enough.
Stem cells reproduce anything in the body, especially when they're yours. Every 7 years, your body changes. People do not watch the change and do not try to do things that are right because they're mistaught by what we call modern medicine, which I don't even understand what that is. So I'm simply saying he had a chance seven times. or seven times seven, however old he is. He can still change if he had the stem cells there producing it. But when you do evil, you take evil, and you believe in the things that are killing people, then you get the evil that you put out there again. Google could go good. Google could go bad. Pharmacists could do better. But instead of going back and with the mortar and the piston and the seeds, they go out and get synthetic things and take them. When you're synthetic, you go away of synthesis. You synthesize yourself out of existence, out of harmony. What he could have done? Yes, use magnets, take in the gold, block all that radiation, and stop doing the evil that possibly anybody he did in his mind. Again, we are products of what we think, eat, and drink. It doesn't change on the physical plane.
It's so true. I agree wholeheartedly. You know, there's a perception that this we are at the apex of civilization, that this is the greatest manifesto. You got Apple stock and computers, and you told us about things we can do with these low magnetic fields. Is there, in your mind's eye, is there a technology that's greater than this? I mean, most people have no idea what the world would be like without all this quote-unquote technology. But I've always believed, and I know you spoke on it through the years, is there a greater possibility and potential that was deliberately, you know, circumvented to get us stuck? Because now we're victims and captives of this technology.
Yeah, we're in a zoo. And the zookeepers brought us here from other planets, mixed us up, hybrided us, put it in cages, experimented with different foods, even met, grind up animals and people and give it, and let them feed on themselves. They did all of this to us. And we did it as souls, and then we forgot. We sank so low, we forgot we were souls. And we actually thought we were the animals that they were creating on this island of Dr. Moreau. Now that we're awake, we no longer want the soul food that they want. We want the soul food that would make them disillusion. It would give them, drive them crazy, because then we become the spirits we really are, and that's what they're really afraid of. This zoo is closed. The plexus dims. Everything now is becoming enlightenment. Magnetism first, tomorrow the stars, and organic energy too. They won't exist there. Everything that we've done has been good because we've learned from it. Hopefully we learned our lesson never to be fooled again by the Dracons and serpent people again.
Yeah, hopefully we have. Hopefully. Well, we've got a few minutes left, Dr. Blair. I want you to tell us once again where we can get more information, find out more about what you do, and what events you have on the immediate horizon at the Medicine Center.
It's coming Saturday, day after tomorrow. We're doing a big production here again. I don't even know what to call it other than Ascension or Interdimension or Descension with Intention. It's merely simply a thing of saying what's happening now on our Earth and why. We're going to look at what these earthquakes have brought, why these so-called hurricanes are forming. We're going to look at what's happening out there with these three things happening in threes. It was Detroit, the guy stepped out of the wing of a plane and fell, Kansas City and the air show. Three air shows, there were killings, and one over in England. These are also showing things that man does not master the air before he's mastered his mind. What we're going to have there now will be three films. I advise everybody to see these films. We will discuss it, and then I'll put my little one cent in at the end of it. We also have vegetarian meals, a smoothie to live for, and all kind of different things for sale. Everything we talked about will be on sale there if you wish to buy it. Again, the number to reach us is at 708, this is a landline, 422-6685. Once more, 708-422-6685. On the website, www.themetacenter.com, www.themetacenter.com. And as I said at the beginning of the show, two, you don't have to hit anymore. We bought back our domain name. If you still say two, fine. Now, here's another thing that comes up. The people that are using credit cards, you have to register with PayPal, and you have to register with your password so that they know we didn't dream you up and you really contacted us. Then we can use the secondary payment. Do not touch that secondary payment because you void out everything. That only comes when you've either talked with me or some of our staff we've already agreed to and you can't find on your own. Other than that, go up and use that site. All the products we talked about are listed up there again. And the last but not least,
Brother Tony, I got a chance to really meet and talk with you. You're a beautiful brother. You got a mind that won't quit. It's really a beautiful thing there. And I look forward to working with you, even on some of the products we talked about before. And, yes, I did remember what you told me. Dr. Pookman, of course, for inviting me, the only male to speak there other than those that were in the audience and so. And, of course, again, with Dr. Maurice and all of those people that were good to me and helped me there, thank you. All of those who listened tonight, thank you. All of those who ordered from us, because we still have a mortgage, which right now is stupid because I know it's going to happen now, but I'm going to still play their game. But we thank you then, too. So that's all I can do is say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you to Creator for letting me wake up. And I want to end it with this, and I'll still give you your last minute, Tony. Please, Universal Creator, know in my heart that I love you. Please protect me and this planet on which I live now. Please open my mind, my spirit, and my soul to receive only truth and your love now. Thank you, brother.
Well, give thanks to you, Dr. Blair. I am a reflection of the greater good in you and Dr. Jewel, as well as all the teachers I've had in my experience. And I can only hope that when I grow up, I can be just like you. I'm going to get my magnets, the good magnets, and I'm going to get my harem like you have, and maybe I'll be all right, too.
You stop that harem bit, course. Man. You're going to make a couple of my people kind of angry. But like I said, it keeps me young even though I'm an old man.
Yes, sir. The truth of the matter is you're surrounded by love. You're a magnet in and of yourself, and I saw it firsthand, and we have pictures of it. So thank you so much, and we will see you again next week. I'm going to give you a call tomorrow. We'll talk.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone, thank you all so much once again for being part of the experience. Be sure and tune in to the Jewel Network. Make what we do here part of your experience and carry on the information, and do what you do with each other, because we are all we have. Creator bless.
Thank you for listening to the Jewel Network. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website at www.thejewelnetwork.net. If you'd like to reach us, please send an email to info@thejewelnetwork.net.